Hello, everyone. This is Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com with another podcast for you. We are continuing down the ballot for the 2012 Avian Awards. Yes, I know we've been doing this for a long time now, but that's how long the ballot is. Getting some feedback, maybe we don't need to do every category. Well, that's what we're doing. I'm trying to keep these short so you can skip over them if you want. We will be doing the same thing for this 10 minutes. We'll be doing as many categories as we can with a few titles for you to look out for, and then I'll be doing one of the big awards live. So here we go. Same thing. Categories listed 1 through 15. I have to put them in order. Generally going to give you a few highlights, a few surprises, and maybe the top three in no order, or maybe in order. We'll see how we go. Best music soundtrack. There were some good ones here. Some of the parodies this year had lots of music. Elvis, XXX, a porn parody. This Ain't Lady Gaga, XXX. Saturday Night Fever, Rocky. And, of course, Rocky Horror Picture Show. All had really good musical-based soundtracks. Also, Taxi Driver really had a great musical backdrop. Taxi Driver and Elvis and Lady Gaga didn't quite make my top three. But some others did. And so that leaves the top of the ballot looking like... And again, Taxi Driver, Elvis, just outside Rocky, XXX, Saturday Night Fever. And what I loved about Saturday Night Fever was how authentically it set the stage for the movie. It was excellent. And then Rocky Horror Picture Show. And it's tough because obviously Rocky Horror is an actual musical. So it was a little more than just, you know, your standard score. But it was very, very good. So those are my three there. Next category as we move on, Best New Line. This is kind of interesting. A lot of the companies now have these sort of sub-lines. You look on the list, Wicked Passions is Wicked's couples feature. Redline Videos under Juicy Entertainment. Voyeur came out with Reality Blue Media, which does the show, Superstar Showdowns. Combat Zone has Philly Films, which is their all-girl line. Digital Playground has Jewelbox Films, also an all-girl line. Jules Jordan started distributing the Morally Corrupt line, which does the Dancing Bear stuff. You know, there's a lot of them. Vivid's Superheroes, XXX. Exquisite's Extreme Comics. So you can kind of take your pick. These aren't so much new lines as sort of, I think, new flavors. So, interesting category. Best New Series. Yeah, there's some good ones here. She's So Cute from Digital Sin was really good. Girlfriends Films' Taxi Series is very interesting. Jessica Drake's Guide to Wicked Sex is on here. Great educational series. The Masseuse, which is a Digital Playground series of, I believe, four films that are, it's over. The Bombshells is a new line from Elegant Angel. Fantastic. Jenna Hayes doing Generation X's Breast in Class 1 and 2, The Natural and The Enhanced. Excellent series. Jules Jordan did Beach Patrol. And Elegant Angel did Gang Banged, which, absolutely amazing. Lisa Ann starring in the first one, and Dana De Armand tearing it up in the second one. So, you know, my favorite, the Gangbang series is pretty awesome. So, got that. Best New Starlet. Okay, so now this is a big one. This is a big one. We can do this one live. I'm sure we're early on time, but we'll maybe mix the format up a little bit here. Great names here. Abella Anderson, Ash Hollywood, Skin Diamond, Lily Carter, Bethany Benz, BB Jones, Liz Taylor, Lexi Swallow, Jinx Mays, etc. Okay. Selena Rose, Contract Girl for Digital Playground, definitely. And for this one, I'm going to kind of maybe make some of my picks, but also who you might want to bet on if you were going to bet. Someone like Selena Rose has a good shot because of her Contract Girl status. In something like this. Abella Anderson, very popular performer. Not sure she has high enough profile to win, but she certainly deserves it. Liz Taylor's been high profile for a while. There was talk last year about her being snubbed last year. So, you know, sometimes that works to someone's advantage, obviously. Bethany Benz is gorgeous. BB Jones, another Contract Girl, probably has a better shot even than Selena Rose for Digital Playground. Holly Michaels came on late this year and is definitely one of my top three. I really think if you haven't seen her, you should check her out. Jinx Mays, amazing body, really good performer. I think Brooklyn Lee might be it, though. Brooklyn Lee's been really busy, done a lot of high-profile features, was fantastic in Spider-Man, you know, she's on my mind now because of that. I think she's got a really good shot. So, you know, top part of my ballot has names like Liz Taylor, Bethany Benz, Jinx Mays, Brooklyn Lee, Holly Michaels. That's what the top of my ballot looks like here. You know, at first glance, it doesn't look like a great list. You know, but as you dig deep and go, every one of these women is really good. So it's a very deep list. No one jumps out at you, and maybe that's why it doesn't look strong at first. Best non-sex performance. This is a lot of fun. A lot of the stuff in the parodies. Peter O'Toole, who does a lot of these, was great in The Flintstones. Will Ryder was a lot of fun in Superman XXX. My top three, again, no particular order here. James Bartoli in Rocky Horror Picture Show. Really good. He's excellent all the time. He was really good in Saw, by the way, but he had a sex scene, so he can't win in this category for Saw. So he's up for Best Actor, I believe. Rob Black in Spider-Man XXX. Rob as Peter Parker's boss is fantastic. Dead on, really funny. But Eli Cross in Scream XXX might be my favorite. He was really funny. And he's got a great sense of humor. And pokes fun at himself and porn directors in general really well in Scream. Totally underrated movie. I think that may be my favorite non-sex performance. Since, you know, no one ever offers me any non-sex roles. No one other than Robbie D, of course, who put me in one of his movies with Graham Panante. My great debut there. No nominees for me, though, of course. No nominations for me? I'm kidding now. We've broken down the lesbian genre now to best older woman, younger girl release. That includes things like Teen Fidelity, Mother-Daughter Sex Exchange, Club, Couple Seduce Teens, Couple Seeking Teens, lots of them. The Teen Fidelity 3 from Kelly Madison, really good. Just saying, really good. Best oral release, there's a selfish blowjob joke in there somewhere, but you know, Massive Facials 3 from Elegant Angel was outstanding. Young Mouth Club from Madness was very good. Sloppy Head 3 from Darko, very good. Best oral sex scene. I'll just tell you there were three, the three that stood out for me. And by the way, L for London, London Keys Blowbang, just barely missed this. The Justice League Blowbang with Chanel Preston as Wonder Woman, totally hot. Asian Fuck Faces with Asa Akira, amazing. And Praise the Load 6, Dana De Armand's Blowbang. If you're starting to sense a bit of a theme, Dana De Armand is way, way underrated and way hot. As an actress, as a performer, she's just... And that scene was amazing. So it gets high ratings. Best Orgy Gangbang Release. Again, lots of good ones. Top of my ballot has both Gang Banged 1 and 2 from Elegant Angel and Gang Bang Squad 21 from Pink Visual. A good release from a really solid series. Best Original Song. You got a couple from Rocky Horror Picture Show. You got a couple from Elvis. Stuck in Your Crack was really good and totally catchy. The Lady Gaga parody. While I am not a Gaga fan, I'm in Porn Today is a really good song. The Official Revenge of the Nerds parody theme song was very, very good. There were some others that are good also. So, you know, I think you look at Rocky Horror, you look at Lady Gaga, you look at Elvis. Those three winners should probably come from one of those three. Best overall marketing campaign company image. That's something that we take a look at. I still think Digital Playground, Girlfriend Films, Jules Jordan, Bluebird, Elegant. I mean, Burning Angel, all these companies that are nominated did a great job of raising their profile. But certainly Bluebird and Girlfriend Films have gotten a lot of notice this year and done a great job of promoting their image. Individual project, I love the way Vivid marketed Spider-Man. I love the way Extreme Comics marketed Justice League of Porn Star Heroes. I thought that was fantastic. Digital Playground did a great job with Fighters and Top Gun, both. Bluebird did a great job with Catwoman. I think they did a better job of marketing than they did in the movie, actually. So, I don't know, these aren't all totally interesting. Like a best overall sex toy line, I'll leave that to the sex toy reviewers. There's packaging awards, just so you know, best packaging. We'll skip those. Best parody comedies, and then maybe we'll wrap it up with the two best parodies here. Best parody comedy. On the list, American Dad, Anchorman, Sanford and Son, Home Improvement, Silence of the Lambs, Elvis, Saw. Brazzers presents The Parodies, This Ain't Ghostbusters, Beverly Hillbillies, The Flintstones, Bridesmaids, Rocky Horror Picture Show, Scream, and Justice League of Porn Star Heroes. There's some great stuff here. Some stuff I hadn't seen until last minute. Really, really good stuff. Again, top of my ballot, just missing movies like Flintstones Triple X and Bridesmaids Triple X that I loved. Because the three that I loved the most this year were, in no particular order, Scream Triple X, Rocky Horror Picture Show, and Justice League of Porn Star Heroes. You know, I think all three of them, there were little things I would have liked to have seen more of. Certainly in Rocky Horror, I would have liked to have seen a little hotter sex scenes. And Scream, a longer movie. And then Justice League, maybe a little more from the primary characters. But still, all three excellent. I think those are the three best. Saw is kind of sticking with me because they were able to keep it so dark and so true to the original when the original just doesn't fit with what we, you know, would normally think of in terms of porn. So I really liked that. best parody drama, and that'll be the last one for now. On the list, This Ain't Dracula, Official Psycho Parody, The Blair Witch Project, Official Basic Instinct, Star Trek Next Generation, Catwoman Triple X, Reservoir Dogs, Superman Triple X, Saturday Night Fever, Rocky Triple X, Halloween Triple X, Captain America, Spider-Man Triple X, Top Guns, and Taxi Driver. The only one of these that I never got a chance to see was The Blair Witch Project. They did not send it over. I shouldn't say that. And you know what, before I vote, I need to look in the Pulse box, come to think of it. Well, hold on. We'll see if there's anything from Pulse. But I've seen everything else on the list as of now, so won't officially vote this until I check for that movie. But as of right now, and middle of my ballot, movies like Catwoman was flawed but very good. Star Trek Next Generation, flawed but very good. Rocky Triple X, really good. Great script on that one. Halloween, I loved the way they kept the feeling in Halloween. Captain America, just missing the top three. For me, the top three so far, and we got to check Blair Witch, are, in no particular order, Taxi Driver Triple X, because it set a perfect tone, and they were able to make sexy what was kind of creepy, which was good. Top Guns, which I think was just a really solid effort. I'm not entirely sure we should put it in with parodies. It almost plays more like a feature, but it's in this category, so it's outstanding. And then Spider-Man, which I did just review yesterday. My biggest problem with Spider-Man is I wanted so much more, you know? So I guess that leaves us just the big awards to do next time. So until next time, I'm Roger Pipe from Roger Reviews. You may email me, roger@rogerreviews.com. You may send me comments, whatever you like, positive, negative, you know, give me some feedback on this, on your favorites, pick a topic, write it out, whatever you want to do. I'd like to thank sponsors, particularly Adult DVD Empire. We love them very much. And again, thanks AVN. Thanks to all of you for listening. And for those of you offering feedback, I thank you in advance. Thank you.